Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but there's a place here in the United States, actually in Florence, Colorado, where the United States government sends the worst of the worst prisoners. These are people who have committed heinous crimes, or they are so hard to keep manageable because they attack other guards, other prisoners, that this is where they send the worst of the worst. It's called Supermax Prison. And we can go ahead and research it and learn a little bit about what a day is like in that prison. Mostly, it's one of solitude. They spend 23 hours of their day in a prison cell, and that's it. They just spend it in that cell. And that's what the U.S. government has come up with as the worst form of punishment towards prisoners who have done heinous crimes. And what about us? Is it? Is that the worst form of punishment we can think of outside of corporal punishment? In regards to someone who's committed a horrible act, basically have them be by themselves 23 hours a day? I wonder. I do think for most people, this would be absolutely horrible. I mean, just absolutely, positively the worst thing they could think of having to do for the rest of their lives. Basically being in solitary confinement for the rest of their lives. But as we explore the world, what we're going to find is there are actually people around the world who choose to spend time alone like this as a way of growth, as a way of developing who they are, as a way of finding spirituality in their life. Now, there are many traditions that support what I'm saying right now, where they actually encourage people to go into solitude, create an environment for solitude as a way of growth. And this tradition of actually spending time in solitude for years has been going on for thousands of years. Really, since the beginning of recorded history, people have chosen to go into solitude, be away from people, and have that 23 hours a day or more of isolation. Why would people do that? When it's the worst form of punishment the government of the United States can come up with for prisoners, why would people choose the worst form of punishment? Well, first, you may not know anything about this and think I'm perhaps making this up. So I want to refer you to a documentary, a beautiful documentary called Into Great Silence. Again, it's called Into Great Silence. You can get it on most movie channels or on iTunes. And it's a long documentary, over 2 hours long. And it's set in the beautiful French Alps. And it's about Catholic monks called Cartusians who live in the Grand Chartreuse Monastery. Now, mind you, it is long and it is slow compared to most action films you may be used to watching. But my kids, when they were both 8 and 11, watched it, the entire show, over 2 hours long in two separate settings. So if they can do it, we can probably do it too. Now, these monks mostly live in solitude. Their food is brought to them every day, each meal, to their rooms. They don't eat in a common area. Again, like Supermax Prison. It is in a beautiful setting, like Supermax Prison, which is in the Colorado Mountains. Again, a beautiful setting. And they spend most of their time alone. The monks do get together to pray and do worship, but a lot of their time is spent alone, most of the day. Now, the biggest difference between the two is the monks choose to enter. They will often enter their entire lives, but they do choose to enter, where those going to the prison at Supermax don't choose to enter. They're forced to enter. But that's about the only difference. Now, what they do is different. Obviously, the monks are studying spirituality, but the prisoners are just sitting in their cell, doing nothing. I mean, they could be doing things, but mostly they're just suffering. So let's look at that. What is the main difference and how does this apply to us? I think at the basic level, we have to say that having stuff, having freedom, isn't equated with happiness. I think we think that, well, if I'm a prisoner locked up, I'm going to be unhappy. Yet there is a long tradition, and I do mean long. I've stayed in monasteries around the world. There's a long tradition of people choosing to stay in one place, sometimes in a more serious situations, one room, their entire life. I mean, there's so many examples I could give of this. It's pretty countless. But the point of it is that these are people that we know, that I've met, that are often, not always, but often very happy people having beautiful lives, sometimes the most beautiful lives imaginable, and yet they're living the exact same life as someone in Supermax prison. How is that possible? It's possible because our happiness is not contingent upon what we have, what's happening to us, what we do, or even our freedom. What causes us to suffer isn't what we have or don't have. What causes us to suffer is our attachment to having or not having. Why the men in Supermax prison suffer? Because they feel they're being forced into something that they don't want. They want freedom. They want to get out there and do what they want to do. And it's their attachment to freedom that causes them to suffer. Why these monks don't suffer is because they're not attached to freedom. They're attached to being. They're just trying to be present. And in that presence, with no attachments, we find happiness. Happiness isn't something that we find by having ourselves get certain things. Happiness comes far more from letting go of everything and just being, flowing with life, and truly accepting life, no matter what it is. Let me use another example. Think of athletes, super athletes, like professional athletes. If you know anything about athletes, they very much work their body, and they're in a lot of pain, almost all the time. They're willing to put up with that pain because they love what they do, and they don't see the pain as a negative thing. They just see it as part of what they do, and they live with it, and they live well with it. Yet someone else can have a debilitating illness, be in pain, and suffer horribly, and yet the pain levels can be exactly the same. It's because the one person isn't attached to, I need to be pain-free. Because that super athlete isn't attached to that, when they feel physical injuries, they're okay with that. They just work towards healing it and getting it better. But most of the time, because they're pushing their bodies so strongly, they're in a lot of physical pain. So here's the key of suffering and pain and happiness. When we are suffering, when something's going wrong, we have to ask ourselves, okay, what story am I creating about this? Because it isn't what's happening that's causing me the suffering. It's the story that I'm creating about this that is making me suffer. I'm not denying that we're suffering. We are suffering because of our story. But if we can change the story, and really it's going to boil down to, if we can let go of our attachment by exploring, well, what am I attached to? Why am I suffering? Maybe I'm single and I'm attached to, I want to find a mate and I don't find a mate, so I'm unhappy. Maybe I'm attached to making more money and right now I'm out of a job. Whatever it may be, it isn't the event that's causing us to suffer. It's what our mind's doing with it. So then to ask ourselves, am I willing to be happy to let go of this attachment? Because it really is a choice. Do I want to be happy or do I want my attachment? We can hang on to any attachment, any. But as long as we have one, even if we're getting that attachment, as long as we have one, the threat will always be there. So the freedom comes from not having to live the life of a monk or a prisoner, but being able to say, if life throws me that, I'll be okay. I'm not going to be the prisoner in Supermax. I'm going to be the monk in the Cartusian monastery. That's who I'm going to be. I'm going to be free like them. So no matter what happens in my life, I choose freedom. Freedom from attachments. Not freedom, but freedom from attachments. Now, mind you, most of us listening to this podcast are not remotely ever going to get close to a prison type life. But the freedom comes from not being afraid of it. Not being afraid of anything. So if we do lose the love of our life, if one of our kids is sick, if, whatever happens, we'll deal with it and we'll deal with it well because we're not going to be afraid. We realize that no matter what happens, we can have absolutely beautiful lives. It doesn't matter what happens. What matters is not being attached to anything and flowing with life. Of course, we're going to do things to make our lives as pleasant as possible. There's nothing wrong with that. But it is a good lesson for us to learn that it's these pleasantries that don't make us happy. They're just pleasantries. They're nice. They're pleasant. They come, they go. But if they go, life is still okay. Can you sense? Can we sense the freedom there? if we're able to let go of all attachments, then we're free, free as a bird, flying through the world unattached. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you're enjoying these podcasts and would like to leave a review for other listeners, go to the website and you'll see a Yelp and a G+, which stands for Google Plus. You can leave a review there. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.